Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jaybird Watching here on the Morning Mash. And we get to talk some exciting stuff and some frowny face stuff at the same time as the Toronto Blue Jays sweep the Oakland A's for their second series win of this young season. And unfortunately, in the midst of that, we do have some troubling news as more or less immaculate pitcher Matt Shoemaker, who has been one of the bright spots so far this season, he's been untouchable pretty much to this point. After helping out with a rundown the other day, he ended up falling to the ground and could not get back up to the point where he could walk easily. Everybody was under the impression it might have been a hamstring or he rolled his ankle, something along those lines. Unfortunately, during the MRIs and everything on Sunday, they did find out things were a lot worse than they imagined, and his ACL is not going to be making it for the rest of the season. So that injury is going to take him out until next season, which he has signed up to be a Toronto Blue Jay, but this is a key part of what was going on with our rotation and what was going so well with the Toronto Blue Jays rotation. It is hard to see, and Matt Shoemaker and continues the trend that he was on to start the season with the Toronto Blue Jays. In the meantime, the Blue Jays have not corresponded with a move to supplement him in the rotation. Richard Urania ended up joining the team for 4 Sundays game, but this rotation obviously taking a blow, and only a starter to come in eventually for Matt Shoemaker. The way the schedule lines up, they might not need that fifth starter until May, basically, with off days and whatnot. So it might be able to just struggle with or string along with 4. The catch being, also Aaron Sanchez left yesterday's game early with a broken fingernail, and it sounds like it might have split pretty good down his finger, and that's obviously not a good thing, as somebody has been having nothing but finger issues over the last few years. A little bit of a rough start. So Aaron Sanchez, who had been dominating as well, picked up 4 innings of work before being removed from the game. 2 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Currently owning a nice 2.77 ERA. And that was setting the tone for the Blue Jays, as they would eventually win this one 5-4 on 13 hits. And things got a little exciting after the Blue Jays jumped out to a 5-1 lead in the 8th inning. The Oakland A's were able to mount a comeback and get this one close. Eventually, Ken Giles would pick up a 4-out save and knock this thing out of the park. But he definitely did have a flair for the dramatic as he picked up runner. In the midst of that, he did not come up perfectly, and something looked a little amiss, grabbing the back of his leg right behind his knee, and he might be heading for the injury list as well. There is no news on that injury at the point here of recording this show. Hopefully by the time we record our special edition show tonight about the Blue Jays injuries, and with me and Brendan Panikkar this evening, we will be recording that, so you'll have that to listen to Tuesday after the off day. The Blue Jays will hopefully not be losing Freddie Galvis as well, but it's one of those things that if he needs a little bit of time, it's probably better off to have him hurt for on the IL then to rush him back out there like he tried to do himself yesterday in the ninth inning before finally being removed after two outs were recorded in the ninth. Richard Urania ended up supplanting him at shortstop and catching the final out of the ball game. So the Blue Jays are apparently calling up Vladimir Guerrero Jr. No official word on that yet, but the all counts have been showing that he will be making his major league debut in Toronto against the San Francisco Giants, where Trent Thornton will be getting the start for the Jays. This is very exciting, and it might even outstage the coming, the homecoming of Kevin Pillar Tuesday, and we'll see. Hopefully the rumors are correct, and we will start to see the new era of the Toronto Blue Jays really unfold here, as the team has obviously been playing a lot better lately. If you throw a bat like Vladdy Jr. into that mix, it's only going to get better. So good things coming. Hopefully we get some news on some of these injuries, and they're not as bad as we've heard, you know, some of the other ones. All the best to Matt Shoemaker and a speedy recovery. All the Blue Jays Nation is pulling for you. We have been having a wonderful time watching you this season, and we can't wait for more. And Blue Jays fans, we will have a special edition show, like I said, this evening. So you'll be able to listen to that for your Tuesday commutes, so we can talk injuries, Blue Jays news, and hopefully Vladdy Jr. Anyways, until then, make sure you hit the subscribe buttons on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasting pleasures from. And most important of all, let's go Blue Jays.